This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials are saying a suicide bomber targeting a foreign convoy struck today near Kabul's international airport. The car bombing killed at least two women and wounded 18 people. Children were also involved. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. For the latest now on the fight against the Islamic State militants, we turn to VOA's Heather Murdoch.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan St-Pierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Yeah, also in the news, the United States says it is deeply concerned about the death sentences handed down to former President Mohamed Morsi in Egypt and more than 100 other defendants for a 2011 mass prison break. The sentences were handed down Saturday in a Cairo court. Former president is also facing espionage charges. The court also issued a separate verdict against several top Muslim Brotherhood leaders for conspiring with the groups Hamas and Hezbollah in organizing that prison break. This is VOA News. Authorities in Burundi have arrested at least three generals and two police commissioners in connection with a failed coup attempt. Spokesperson for President Pierre Nkurunziza told VOA the alleged leader of the attempted coup remains at large. President thanked the security forces for stopping the plot against his government, and a relative calm has returned to the capital, Bujumbura, after 2 days of violence between rival army factions. Pope Francis and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Saturday met at the Vatican after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. News of the accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying such a development does not further the peace process and distances the Palestinian leadership from returning to direct bilateral negotiations. President Abbas is in Rome for the canonization today of two 19th century figures. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. The last failed launch of the Proton-M occurred 1 year ago. There has been now six subsequent successful launches before Saturday's failure. President Obama used his weekly media address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, especially those, he says, who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness. Mr. Obama said that feeling of helplessness has helped fuel the kind of unrest that has been seen recently in Baltimore, Maryland, Ferguson, Missouri, and New York City. The president pointed to programs such as Social Security, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Affordable Care Act as examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans.
So I hope this conversation continues, not as a question of whether, but of how we can work together to grow opportunity. Because it's not words, but deeds that make a difference.
Mr. Obama will travel to Camden, New Jersey, one of America's poorest cities, but one whose police force is thought to be a model. In U.S. politics, 11 Republican hopefuls for the 2016 presidential election gathered in the state of Iowa on Saturday to explain to the state's most active party members why they deserve to be the party's presidential nominee. Iowa holds the first nominating contest for the 2016 U.S. presidential election early next year. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.